That's awesome.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Gerardo, please.
Yes, that's me, Mr. Danish.
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
Good, good. And right yourself?
On. Good, it's Friday and the month is over. I'm ready for it to be over. It's a tough month.
Yeah, I know. What's going on, Mr. Danish?
Not much. Just check in with you. I think when we spoke last, you were looking into financing something around this month. You know, around the second week of April. So just checking. Did you end up purchasing anything, or are you still looking into doing something with this?
Well, I'm gonna be honest, Mr. Danish. I'm trying to get a loan for pay my credit cards and got my credit. You know, the month those two months, the last 2 months, it was bad for me. So I don't have like too much work and all the stuff like that. So
gotcha.
Now right now I'm trying to get, you know, to get like some money to pay my bill and get my credit score like go up to get another loan to pay the big one, you know.
Yeah.
So right now I'm looking for my taxes paper. So it's gonna be, I don't know how much I have to make to get like $25,000 or something like that.
Gotcha, okay. So it'll be a little bit, basically, is what you're saying, before you can actually do much in the way of financing with us.
Well, yeah, that's what I want. But what I said, I don't know how much I need to prove,
yeah,
to get a, you know, to get approved. Like, so I'm trying to get, you know, the whole, I have a lot of payments, but I want to make just one payment every month. You know, the same of the unit what I have right now, where the one you sold it to me.
Yep.
So I'm trying to do something like that, to just get one payment and that's it. And after that, I can, you know, I can go ask for more equipment.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I mean, as far as our loan goes, we're not going to really look at anything other than just your current cash flow. So, I mean, we won't look at your cash flow is what I'm saying. We'll just look at the credit. Have you been late on anything, or would that have affected it, possibly?
What?
So, as far as our loan goes, we won't look into anything as far as bank statements or anything like that goes. We just look at current credit situation, really.
Oh, okay.
Were you late on any payments or anything recently, or?
Well, it's because I have three different like credit cards. One I still own $5,000, and the other one is like, and the whole amount is like almost $8,000 for the credit cards. So I don't know that's what I said, but I'm gonna need, you know, my wife a credit card. I'm late on some payment, so I don't know. And the last time when I talked to you, you told me I'm gonna need the tax return.
So, well, if we're doing a working capital loan, we wouldn't need a tax return. If you're looking to purchase equipment, all I need is just our application and a quote for the equipment.
Okay.
So,
it's a little bit more high if I'm trying to fund the money, right?
What's that now?
It's a little bit hard if I try to find the money, like the mega, you know, long cash. It's a little bit more hard, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, as far as the type of loan that you're talking about, it sounds like you might be talking about a working capital loan or just a cash loan.
Okay.
But if you're looking to purchase equipment, I already have you approved for equipment in the past, so that should not be a problem at this point. You know, as long as you're current on your current equipment loans and everything else.
So also I'm going to need to fill out another application and send you the bank statement, right?
Yeah, not necessarily. As far as that goes, it depends. If I think it'll help us out, but it sounds like you've been a little bit slow right now. So we really would only need to just go with the quote for the equipment. I mean, I have most of your information for the application, and that's really about it, to be honest with you. Have you been looking at any specific equipment at all?
Well, not really. I'm interested on one truck, but I'm still waiting because it's not a dealership, you know. It's not a dealership, so I don't
that's
know.
That's a private party? We can do loans on private parties. I've done quite a few of those in the past.
Okay, but what I have to do, like, they have to send you, like, the copy of the title or something like that?
What I can do is I can email you a vehicle condition report. You can hand that to them. They can fill it out and a copy of the title with some pictures of, you know, maybe the front, back, and sides and the mileage.
Okay.
And, if you can get that back to me, I can submit it in for the approval for you. No problem.
Okay. One more question, Mr. Dennis. If I have a truck, you know, I have a truck. I'm trying to sell it like somebody else. I know you're looking for that. If when I pick up a truck, you know, you always send to the check to the person and pay the truck, and you keep the title, right?
Right. Yeah, we'd hold the title until it's paid off. So you're trying to sell a truck that you currently have a loan on right now?
Because, yeah, that's what I'm going to tell you. I have a 2007 Freightliner Columbia, the day cab, right? I was looking on the internet, and those trucks are up to 22,000 or 20-something. So I don't know if you can send me that form. I can send you the you know, the whole information, what I have, the copy of the title, and if they can make it in loan for the, you know, to put my title, it's going to be great for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Would they be just paying off your truck and then... I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. So they're trying to purchase your truck?
Yeah. Yeah, because... it's under my name already, so... But what I said is, you know... Like 2 years ago, I put like my truck with a bank. Right now, right here in Texas, when the oil field was good, so I put, you know, my title on the bank or one of my trucks, and they approved me for like for good amount, and you know I pay like every month. It's the same like, you know, where I buy the from the dealer, but it was my own truck.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah, let's look into it. What I can do is I'll email you the application, and it's probably the best way to go. Do you still have just Roman 16 at Hotmail, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay, yeah, I'll email it to you right now, and I'll get looking on it. I'll include the I don't really need an application for this one. I already have your information. Think of Cardiff. Vehicle condition report is what I'll need.
I don't know if I can get, like, you know, you told me I'm already approved for something like that, for new equipment. So also, if, you know, the last time we put on the ND diesel truck repair, how about if this time we can put on the ND Transportation LLC?
Yeah, I think that's the best bet. I think that's what we did the loan on the first time, and that worked out better. So.
Oh, okay. It's not a matter if the title is under my name and the company name? Oh, well, you want to change on your name, right?
Right.
So it's not a matter.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it was gonna be the holder.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But once I get the vehicle condition report back, just take some pictures of the odometer front, back, okay. sides, you know, so I get a good idea of what we're looking at there. And
All right.
We'll go from there, my friend.
Okay, sounds good for me, Mr. Dennis.
All right, sounds good to me, too. Let's have a great weekend, and I will touch base with you next week, then.
All right. Okay.
All right, okay. Check your email, and I'll get it to you right now.
All right, thank you.
You too, Jar. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.